Welcome to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. We're going to start today's show by speaking with an artist who's known for pushing all sorts of limits, even of good taste. Esto va suave, sabe bien suave, 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 sabe bien suave. Esto va suave, quiere un poco de cazabe pa' ver cómo sabe. Aunque no quepa, métele con pepa. De pura cepa le someto a cualquier arepa. Calle 13 began as a group of potty-mouthed jokesters out of Puerto Rico. They won attention for their alternative take on reggaeton music, full of over-the-top sexual humor. That was 9 years ago. But since then, a lot has changed for the group. Over the course of the next 3 albums, Calle 13's music became more politically engaged, addressing issues like social justice and poverty in Latin America. Soy lo que dejaron, soy toda la sobra de lo que se robaron, un pueblo escondido en la cima, mi piel es de cuero, por eso aguanta cualquier clima. Now, Calle 13 has become one of the most important groups on the continent, especially beloved by university students and young activists all over Latin America. Earlier this year, the band released its 5th studio album titled Multiviral, or Multiviral. The music is still funny at moments, political in others, but more than anything, Multiviral is Calle 13's most introspective album yet, which frequently addresses the big questions about what we're doing here on planet Earth. To hear a little bit more about their new album, we're joined in the studio by René Pérez Joglar, who's also known as Residente, the group's rapper, lyricist, and fiery frontman. René, it's great to have you back on Latino USA.
Thank you.
So, René, 9 years later, Calle 13 basically has developed a reputation as a group that, I mean, essentially does what it wants, that, you know, you're anti-conformist, you basically defy authority whenever you can. So, René, would you say that you are, in fact, all about pushing boundaries? Is that how you see yourself as an artist?
I think that I like to make the people question themselves about everything because that's the way I am. I don't know. I have too many questions, and I just work with that.
So you mean like philosophical questions, existential questions, life questions?
Yeah, and stupid questions, like normal, regular questions. Like for this album, the new album, it was more like a reflection. Like I had more time to think about everything, and it's more existential, I think.
And were you always this questioning little kid when you were growing up on La Isla? Were you always like, Mama, ¿por qué? Papa, ¿por qué?
I think every kid makes questions, and sometimes they receive good answers. I think that I received good answers. I grew up with my mom being an actress and my dad, he was a lawyer, but it's a good one, you know, for the people. So maybe that mix between both, I think it's me, I think.
Do you remember the first time that you read Eduardo Galeano?
The first book that I read about him was Las Venas Abiertas that a friend of mine give it to me.
So the open veins of Latin America.
Yeah, the open veins of Latin America. And actually, I didn't finish it. I'm not a good reader. Like a lot of people think that I'm always reading, and I have ADD, so I have like attention deficit disorder. So what I like about Galeano is that I can read his short stories, and he's not pretentious, and I have fun reading him.
So it's probably the first time that Eduardo Galeano was actually put to music, and it sounds extraordinary.
Oriol Val, que se ocupa de los recién nacidos en un hospital de Barcelona, dice que el primer gesto humano es el abrazo. Después de salir al mundo.
We are a big fan of Eduardo Galeano's too. And one of the things that I love about putting him on our show is his voice and his timbre. And in that story that he tells, every time that I hear it, I'm like almost moved to tears. It's a story about the simplicity of life and death. Why did you decide to include Eduardo reading this story in your new album?
He has a great voice to record. And yeah, and I invited him. We met here in New York, and we drank, and we had a good time. And then he did it in Uruguay, yeah.
So when people say that you and the Calle 13 have become a very political band, doing things like putting a political writer and a poet, you know, what's your response to that?
It's more relaxed. It's just like a normal human being trying to write things that are happening, social stuff, because we are surrounded by social things. So that's the way I write. But they try to put stamps on you, like revolutionary, or it's more simple, you know.
Well, what is the simplicity then of your message?
I think it's a documentation. It's like a documentary of what is happening right now. And you just have to look around, and it's like drawing something that you're looking the same way you're doing when you're writing and when you're making music.
So on your new album, Multiviral, there's this standout track called El Aguante, which, you know, what's the translation? Put up with? Resist?
The resistance, or, yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
I love that song. Aguantamos lo que viene, aguantamos aunque tengamos los segundos contados. Nuestro cuerpo aguanta hasta 15 minutos ahorcado. Aguantamos latigazos que nos corten los dos brazos. Fracturas en cualquier hueso, 3 semanas con un yeso. Aguantamos todo el tiempo las ganas de ir al baño pa' ver el cometa Halley. Hay que aguantar 70 años. Aguantamos la escuela, la facultad, el instituto. It's really a song about celebrating life, even though you're saying resist. It's celebrating life.
The idea started out because of the music. My brother was doing like an Irish kind of folkloric music. And yeah, I was thinking about my friends in Ireland, like the way they drink and they resist. They don't get drunk. So that's why I start writing about how much our body resists different things, and then the history, historically, how much human beings, you know, have resisted everything.
It's incredibly hopeful, the song. On the other side of that, you have a song that is not Aguante, it's Adentro. And of course, there's this very famous video, right, in which you, René, actually destroy the Maserati that you had bought, and you destroy it with a baseball bat, and then you send it over a cliff. Which, of course, when somebody told me that you had a Maserati, I was like, no, it couldn't have been.
Yeah, a lot of people, they didn't know that, because I bought it like a long time ago. And then like 3 months later, I thought that it was very stupid, and I felt wrong. And then I start traveling and knowing different part of the world. And I thought, man, I don't want to use this car anymore. So I just destroyed the car.
You literally just destroyed the car, and we saw it in the video. Let's talk just a little bit now about Puerto Rico. You are firmly rooted in the Puerto Rican experience. You are firmly rooted in your political experience of wanting independence for Puerto Rico. And you just did this recently in a concert in Mexico. You asked everybody to know more about Oscar López Rivera. So even though you may have this very worldwide writing of your music, there are many things that you want very specifically people to understand about Puerto Rico. And one of them is the fact that there are political prisoners.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have Oscar López Rivera, that he's like 32 years in prison. You know, they talk that this is the land of the free. And if you do that in Latin America, I know that in CNN they're going to talk about, oh, look, those countries with those dictators and everything. And here you have a guy, because of his political beliefs, in prison for 32 years. It's crazy.
Do you think that most people who know your music actually know and understand the politics of Puerto Rico? Or
it's difficult to know about a country if you didn't grow up there, you know? I try to avoid any political things outside Puerto Rico and the U.S. Both are my countries, even though I want to be independent, but we are part of the U.S., sadly. Not because I don't like the people from here, but just because I want to be like the people from here, with one flag and free.
Conocedor de múltiples maniobras, el viejo en la mezcla de lo mejor de las obras, el mundo explotó y quedó desierto, y el viejo heredó lo mejor.
Finally, there is a wonderful song, one of the highlights of your album, Así de Grandes Son Las Ideas. And it's just so poetic.
A sangre fría opera todos los momentos, todos los minutos que se pierden por ahí, los puede recuperar con un bisturí. Estira los segundos para que se hagan más largos. También hace trasplantes de momentos amargos, y si continúa la amargura.
What is for you the power of ideas?
Yeah, ideas. An idea is everything right now. Like you can live or you can die because of ideas. This song is about an idea that never died. And the idea wants to die, and it tries to commit suicide to give space to new ideas. But, yeah.
Well, for all of your ideas, René, residente of Calle 13, thank you so much. Your ideas and your music are very powerful and mean a lot to all of us at Latino USA.
Thank you.
Se hacen eternas cuando las quieren y siempre viven y nunca mueren. Cuando se duermen son indefensas y se despiertan cuando las piensas y las atienden.
René Pérez Joglar, a.k.a. Residente, is one half of the group Calle 13. Their new album is Multiviral, or Multiviral. And for more on the music that we played in this segment, stop by latinousa.org.
Y las atacan y las atienden.